no impact on our jurisdictional partners.
Positive impact.
No negative impact in terms of diverting resources from any jurisdictional partner on the east side. That gives me some comfort level. On the west side, this urban renewal district manifestly diverts money from other jurisdictions, possibly for a good purpose that we can have a debate about. And the question is, how do we have that discussion? I think that discussion occurs by having representatives of the school district and the county at the table when we form urban renewal districts, which I believe is what we've already committed to.
Absolutely.
So just so people are clear, to me, the weakest part of the financing in terms of the notion that we are, that the premise of this whole package is we are not putting general fund dollars at risk. And for me, the weakest part of this, if you really look at it closely, is the creation of an urban renewal district for this purpose of the $15 million. That just is what it is. I mean, and in terms of the longer relationship, I'm going to say I agree with Randy that a lot of the things we do benefit the county, but I also understand that in a relationship, we ought to be sitting down and talking about how we're going to do this together, which is why when we do our budgeting around housing later this week, I'm going to suggest that whatever pot of money the county comes up with, and we have no money to fund our emergency services, but what, you know, our safety net, but whatever we come up with, that we go back and sit down with the county and figure out in a triage way how we spend those dollars for best uses. Because, frankly, you know, we're making decisions about homeless youth, homeless families, people with drug and alcohol. No one wants to be in that position. But I think it is appropriate for us to sit down and figure out how we can use the scarce dollars to maximize our shared values.
And Chair Wheeler and I have committed as part of, in addition to everything else we do as part of our proposed budgets, that we will bring folks in like you and others to talk about how we can have that coordination.
I'm sorry. I want to thank you both for being here. But
it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Just quickly, I mean, for sticking around.
You're always welcome.
Restate, the county's general fund deficit this year looks to be $35 million.
It's about $45.
$45.
Plus
okay.
Potentially $20 million in state reductions.
And school district?
That's kind of a moving target at this point. We think it's at least $14
million. In general fund?
This year?
In general fund this year that we're short, yeah.
And if I just understand sort of an overarching message here, which I think I was kind of probing about earlier in the day, was you want the real and open dialogue, but somehow coming to the table when we may make a decision today that says we're already committed to $15 million of a to-be-determined, to-be-discussed, to-be-mutually-partnered urban renewal area isn't resonating.
That's the rub. I mean, we're not opposed to urban renewal, and we recognize that the great benefits over time to the city. But we want to be involved in the discussion of why this urban renewal area, what's in it, the extent of it. So we look at the cost and benefits and have an opportunity to contribute our point of view to that.
And if I could just add to the flavor of that question, Commissioner Fish is right, and he's striking the right balance with regard to the agreements we already have in place around collaborative working together and consent. And this doesn't feel like what we intended. And so timing has to be a part of this, too. We're here at the table too late. Because now we're in a debate about details that, frankly, we should have had an opportunity to comment on weeks ago.
Commissioner Leonard?
But just to that last point, Ted, you've been here all morning. This is not a commitment to form an urban renewal area. We have that other process we intend to go through before that happens, which you will be a part of. But I think that part of what bothers me about the discussion, at least from the county, the part that bothers me from the county, I mean, I'm more sympathetic from the school district's point of view because they truly depend purely on property tax from us as an important aspect of their funding. But from the county, when we have a discussion about, for instance, this new urban renewal area that Commissioner Fish was referencing, what has to be included is the business income tax that you realize as a result of the new activity. I mean, if we have 20,000 people come into a Timbers game and the attendant businesses at restaurants and shops, that all generates county income tax.
Sure does.
And it needs to, I just need for that to be acknowledged so it doesn't feel like you're trying to win an argument, but rather truly trying to come to a thoughtful place where we can all figure this out together. My problem up till now feels as though from the county's point of view, is this hasn't been a thoughtful argument on your part. But when I read in the paper, children are going to go without health insurance. It feels irresponsible. Say that. I know you didn't say it, but your colleague at the county did.
Well, I'm not my colleague. I'm me.
Well, you signed a letter with him today that we got.
Okay.
Let me just finish the point.
Okay.
It just feels like we're not having a genuine discussion because
we're not.
So I want to thank you for spending time with us and for waiting and being part of this robust discussion.
Thank you.
We look forward to more robust discussions around
this. Always
a
pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Could we have Keith Tomajohn, Mike Houck, and Tony Stacey next, and then we will be open to public testimony. Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for being here. You just need to give us your first and last name, and you'll have 3 minutes-ish.
Go ahead, Mike.
You want to go ahead?
No, you go first.
My name is Keith Tomajohn. I am a member of the Soccer and Baseball Task Force. Mayor Adams and commissioners, thank you for the opportunity to share my thoughts with you today. Commissioner Fish, let me just say that had I known folks watch this on TV, I would have shaved.
I was going to say, have you been here so long that you grew a beard?
My mom will be appalled.
You were clean shaven the other night when I saw you. My God.
As a member of the MLS Baseball Task Force, I am a proponent of the proposal to bring Major League Soccer to Portland. I've been impressed by Merritt Paulson's tenacity, and I appreciate his stated desire to enrich Portland's sports and civic community. Further, I paid close attention to the metrics for Major League Soccer and when they were presented. Simply, they were impressive. I feel that MLS has developed a solid equation for the success and sustainability both of the overall league and of its individual teams. Certainly, this project is not without risk, but neither, for that matter, was any of our commutes here today. By that measure, we would have all stayed home. We didn't because we are daily willing to accept strategic risk as the price for living, for innovating, for moving forward. It can be said that the symbolic perception of this investment at a time when the city and state are staring down the barrel of staggering shortfalls is problematic at best. While this is real, I take a long view on community investments such as this and believe that over a 20-year window, we will be pleased and proud to have MLS to augment our already strong sports traditions with the Blazers, Winterhawks, and Beavers. Mayor Adams and Commissioner Leonard have shown leadership here and have done an exceptional job to, in effect, square the circle and negotiate a deal for the city that holds the general fund harmless and protects us from the kind of pitfalls we've endured from the Portland family entertainment legacy. Thus, I encourage each of you to take the long view on this proposal and vote yes. Before I cede the microphone, I'd like to share my thoughts in my capacity as the chair of the Portland Parks Board about the sighting of the Beavers baseball team. If the newspapers are correct, then Lentz Park is no longer in consideration as a home for the new ballpark. While I'm heartened by that, I am concerned by the precedent we have created by considering public parkland for this private venture. There is a long and unfortunate history of American cities cannibalizing their public lands for what, surely at the time, seemed to be worthy reasons. This approach, however, is simply not sustainable for our parks or our community. As a city, we will face significant population growth in the next 20 years, and while our park system is now seen as among the finest in the world, it will be pushed to accommodate the legions of new families and citizens in the decades to come. As such, I believe we must almost exclusively take a protective stance in regards to these precious lands. If we allow ourselves to think of public lands as free, available, or vacant for future ventures, whether they be innovative and compelling or not, then we will jeopardize the integrity and future of a park system that has been carefully constructed over more than a century. In closing, it's an honor to play a role in the city's considerations, and I thank each of you for that opportunity as well as the hard and dedicated work you do.
Thank you, Keith.
Thanks, Keith.
Mike?
Mayor Adams, commissioners, my name is Mike Houck. I served on the task force as well, and I'll have to say I actually went into the last meeting prepared to vote no as a member of that task force. However, after the committee addressed virtually every issue that I brought up that I had concerns about, not the least of which were the issues that Keith just referred to, I felt comfortable with those conditions voting yes. So it was a unanimous vote. I actually was the lone dissenter when they did the straw polls as well earlier. I was, by the way, I was a jock long before I was a birder and a park advocate. I went to college on a track scholarship. I love athletics. I went into this process with a totally open mind. A lot of people, I think, made the assumption incorrectly that I would be opposed to this from the get-go. With the conditions that you've received, I felt comfortable during that meeting, at the end of that meeting, voting yes. I, however, today did want to point out that there are some really significant issues. Keith just touched on one. The attitude that parkland is out there and is vacant and we need to put things in them. I actually gave you a little illustration of what Central Park would look like today if every little monument and every use of that park had been put to over the last 150 years. So this is a basic public policy issue that goes beyond MLS, goes beyond the stadium. We've been here for 3 hours, so all I'm going to do in closing is just to point out there are some other points that I raised with regard to doing a true cost analysis comparing the Coliseum site with Lentz, which apparently is not on the table now. I would just ask that you read that information and apply it as you make your decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Tony.
My name is Tony Stacy. I also served on the MLS task force. I'm a veteran and what there is known as a buildings guy in opening and refitting sports venues. I have 4 points that I'd like to point out to the mayor and the commissioners. Number one, jobs created through this proposal allows workers to obtain what is called a Plan B insurance program, which was started and has become successful in providing insurance at a minimal cost to workers, even part-time, that could not ordinarily afford insurance. This is called stimulus. Two, this opens up the opportunity to revisit plans for a 600-room convention headquarters hotel, bringing even more revenue and jobs to Portland, Multnomah County, and outlying regions. This is known as stimulus. Three, this is not just for Portland, but the state of Oregon. Demographics show a huge revenue stream from products, vendors, and support businesses. There is currently 10,000-plus children and co-ed teams playing this sport across the state. There is also an MLS Works program for youth and others in this sport. From these groups, there are parents, siblings, grandparents, uncles, aunts. This is called stimulus. Four, areas that will be greatly stimulated by this proposal include women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses. These all reach out to all the sectors across the state to include two of the fastest-growing groups here in the state of Oregon, i.e. Hispanic and East European communities. This is called stimulus. And lastly, as a veteran, we have contacted Oregonian military personnel that are stationed abroad. They were contacted through the DOD and asked for their opinion of what they felt Memorial Coliseum would be as a site. Out of over 400, 100% came back agreeing it is time to reestablish a new memorial to include not only the past veterans, but current veterans that will be returning home. They feel that this is a new beginning known as the Phoenix Bird. This will help include these veterans as they do return home. Thank you.
Thank you all very much for your service. Sam. Carla.
Sam.
Sam. Mayor. Dan. These people have been waiting.
I understand. Make a 5-minute break.
You want a break? Do you want a break?
I'm torn because we're being asked if we want a break, but I don't want to miss any of the testimony. On the other hand, I really need to take a break.
Do you want to take a break?
What do you guys think? Do you want a 5-minute break?
Let's go.
5 minutes for everybody.
We allow working class people to take a day off.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm a nurse.
Council might cycle out individually and miss individual testimony because there are certain human needs. So actually, I apologize, but it's been a long, we're all going to take a 5-minute break, and we're going to be here at 16 past, getting to go.
No.
So I'm sorry, 47 past, ready to go again. So take a break. We're in recess for 5 minutes.
Hi.
Just 1 second here. Pardon me? I don't.
What is your name?
Okay.
And your notice to litigate on what? What were you going to litigate?
This person. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Did they have to leave? Okay. Sorry.
What's your objection?
I have long ago.